This is Radio City Talk. Rock, sport and talk for Liverpool.
Tranmere winning 1-0 away to Wrexham, and we can speak to the chairman of their supporters' trust, Ben Harrison, right now, who I believe is at the train station waiting to get back to the Wirral. What a brilliant 1-0 win for Tranmere today, Ben.
Yeah, excellent. It could have been more, but Tranmere kind of keep you on your nerves all the time.
They certainly do. That's 3-1-0 wins in a row, isn't it, though? So they're showing they've got a bit of a professionalism in terms of seeing games out at the moment.
Yeah, we've got the momentum at the moment, and kind of, you know, with 5 at home and 2 away, you know, it's all in our kind of court, if you like. We just need Lincoln to slip once or twice.
So top of the league now for the time being. Of course, Lincoln play Bromley at 3 o'clock. Give us your thoughts on today's game. How did they play? How well did they play?
Yeah, played really well. I think Wrexham are struggling at the moment. I think they only had one or two chances just at the end, but kind of he rested Cook, which I think had a little bit of an impact on the game. But obviously, because we're playing Tuesday, Saturday, for another few weeks, we've got him fresh for Tuesday night. But kind of, yeah, very professional performance overall, and I'm absolutely delighted I'm still there. Still nervous, even though the game's finished.
Well, they do like to keep you waiting, Tranmere, don't they? Those 3-1-0 wins in a row, as I say. But defensively, they look so sound at the moment. And that's 19 clean sheets now this season for Scott Davis. Yet he had very little to do today. The credit has certainly got to go to the men in front of him.
Yeah. And I think Lee Vaughan had a great game today, up and down. I don't know whether he was actually credited with the goal. We were behind the goal, or whether it was classed as an own goal. But
It's gone as an own goal. It definitely wasn't going in before it took the contact.
Oh, right. I couldn't tell. I wasn't in line with it. But yeah, no, he played well. But all the back five played well, really. It's kind of, you know, we've got the momentum there, and just, as Mickey Mellon says, just take each game at a time.
You look at the pitch today and the weather conditions, and if it wasn't for that, then Tranmere maybe could have had a few more goals, or certainly created a few more chances in the second half, because Lee Vaughan was having so much time and space on that right-hand side, but because of the amount of rain, the ball just wasn't going on the surface at all.
Yeah, people said that. I think if it had carried on, you know, cruelly the referee might have said the game's going off, but the rain stopped, the sunshine come out. But yeah, the ball wasn't moving that side at all, and we were creating chances down there, but I always had this game down as a bit of a banana skin and possibly a draw, so absolutely delighted with the win.
4 wins in a row. They've come from nowhere, really. I say nowhere, but over the last 2 weeks, after the draw at Torquay, a lot of Tranmere fans wrote them off and said they had no chance of winning the league. Now they're top. Yes, Lincoln play Bromley today and then still have another game in hand, but where do you think they stand in terms of their promotion challenge?
Yeah, I mean, I'm confident. I just think Mickey Mellon's been there before, Mike Jackson's been there before. I think 3 or 4 other players have done it, so I'm very confident. I think Lincoln will look at us and think 5 games at home, 2 away. They've got a few home games, and then they've got some very difficult away games. But as Johnny King used to say, look at the table at Easter and see where you are. And I think with 4 games to go, if it's in our hands, I'm pretty confident we can do it.
Well, the next 4 games are all at home, aren't they? And that starts with Sutton on Tuesday. As for Lincoln, well, they've still got Dagenham and Redbridge to come to Sintel Bank. They've got Eastleigh away, which isn't an easy game.
Yeah, Gateshead away.
Gateshead away as well, and Macclesfield at home. So they've got a tough run in Lincoln.
Yeah, exactly. And you know, in a way, I think if it was reversed, it'd been Tranmere up there, and then we saw Lincoln starting to come from nowhere, I'd be worried. But let's celebrate. Once we get out of Wrexham into Chester, can go and have a drink.
Well, if you talk about Mickey Mellon and Mike Jackson haven't been there before, Lincoln haven't been in this situation for quite some time, and maybe that pressure, as Mickey Mellon has said all year, when Tranmere start winning games, it was going to start putting pressure on the teams above them, and it will be interesting to see how they react, and it's going to be very interesting to see how Lincoln play against Bromley this afternoon and then Dagenham on Monday.
Yeah, and Dagenham have got a really good away record, but yeah, you just don't know with Lincoln. They've had all the cup runs, etc. They've been quite lucky with injuries and suspensions, so you just don't know what's going to hit them. So, but yeah, I think if we can pretty much win all them games, I think we'll go up.
What's the difference now compared to 3 or 4 weeks ago? Because around the time that they were in the FA Trophy semi-finals, they drew one game against Macclesfield and then lost the other leg. And around the same time, they drew with Torquay and lost to Barrow. Why has the form suddenly improved, do you think?
I don't know. I suppose we're just tight at the back. I think Buxton looks a very good player in there. Sutton was playing reasonably well, but he dipped his form a little bit. I think the Barrow and the Torquay games we kind of struggled with a little bit, but I think against Dover, certainly on Tuesday, it looked like we've got something extra now. And I think that's what's going to carry us forward.
And another cracking atmosphere in the away end today. The drummer was there. Mickey Mellon would have been delighted with that. And the fans really turning out in their numbers as usual.
Yeah, fantastic support. I mean, bear in mind, we've got all these home games coming up. And it was on the television as well. You can 12 o'clock kickoff. But yeah, fantastic support again.
Radio City Talk. Rock, sport and talk for Liverpool.